Today I'll be presenting spatial analysis of tobacco retail density neighborhood demographics. And before I begin, I do want to acknowledge my co-authors, Araceli Tamayo and Shonda Scruggs. No relations to disclose. San Mateo County is located in the San Francisco Bay Area. We're directly south of San Francisco. We're also part of the Silicon Valley, so it's probably not surprising that it's a very affluent county, very healthy. The 2017 County Health Rankings actually ranked San Mateo County as the number one county in the state of California for health overall. And we are also number one in terms of adult smoking or low adult smoking prevalence in the state. However, just like many other areas, disparities are still an issue and there is concern around tobacco use, especially among youth, minority, and low-income groups. To address this, these issues, the California Department of Public Health, California Tobacco Control Program, has developed the Healthy Stores for a Healthy Community campaign. It focuses on the link between the store environment and community health and aims to improve the health of Californians through changes to the retail environment. The California Tobacco Control Program supports data collection and local intervention by 61 different local agencies. These agencies are made up by county health jurisdictions, all 58, as well as three different cities. And their efforts focus on point-of-sale marketing, retail licensing, retailer density, healthy retailer incentives. In San Mateo County, local implementation is led by our tobacco prevention program. One of the efforts as part of the Healthy Stores for Healthy Community campaign involves a retail survey of tobacco retailers. The survey aims to assess marketing, product availability, and price information. And this is an effort that's conducted in collaboration with community-based organizations who act as contractors. Through the survey, they collect information related to tobacco, alcohol, and nutrition. The survey has been conducted twice, once in 2013, 2016, and also later in 2019 across a 10-year grant of the program. Local youth participated in the data collection of the survey. They were recruited by our CBO contractors to go out into their communities and help survey the different tobacco retailer locations. And they worked with interns from the health department to collect this data. And I'll be presenting on our 2016 retail survey. And during the summer of 2016, 512 tobacco retailers were surveyed in total. For the survey, there's a lot of different variables to look at, but for our particular project, we're interested in looking at the density of tobacco retail locations in comparison to neighborhood demographics. And we have predicted, which is in line with what we see in the literature, that in areas where we see a higher density of tobacco retailers, we also see higher percentages of populations that are have a lower socioeconomic status as well as higher percentage of minority populations. For our data, we used a 2016 retail survey. We were looking at a tobacco retail density, which we measured as the number of retailers per square mile by census tract. And at the time, we had used 2010, 2014 American Community Survey five-year estimates, which I know is a little bit dated right now, which we do plan to update. And from the survey, we pulled demographic data by census tract. For the analysis, we used a method of called grouping analysis from the ArcGIS desktop package, specifically ArcMap. And what the tool does is it groups features based on feature attributes. And so features that are as similar as possible are grouped into the same group, and then groups themselves are supposed to be as different as possible. And when running this tool, you do have the option of selecting the number of groups you're trying to categorize your data into, as well as what variables you want to include in your analysis. And so for our project, the analysis that we ran involved the following variables. We were grouping these variables into two groups based on high or low values, so tobacco retail density, race, which makes up Asian, Black, Latino, White, which are larger racial ethnic populations in San Mateo County. We also looked at mean household income, poverty, specifically below 200% of the federal poverty level to represent the high cost of living in San Mateo County. We also looked at educational attainment, specifically high school degree or less, as well as unemployment. We also ran descriptive statistics to compare the two group values to global values. And so our results showed that overall, the mean of tobacco retailage per square mile was 5 across the county. And then for the high tobacco retail density group, it was 12.7. And for the low density group, it was 2.9. This is a map that just shows tobacco retail density by census tracts. So this isn't actually part of the spatial analysis, but I want to show what it looks like across the county. Darker colors represent areas of higher density, lighter colors represent areas of lower density. And this map actually does come from an output generated by the grouping analysis tool in ArcMap. It groups all the census tracts into one of two groups, either high density or low density of tobacco retailers. The red color census tracts represent areas that have been grouped into the high density, and then blue areas represent census tracts that have been grouped into the lower density group. And looking at the red census tracts, we do know that these are areas in Mateo County where we see a higher percentage of minority groups as well as a lower socioeconomic status. This is another output generated by the grouping analysis tool. The tool runs a Z transformation to standardize values and produces a parallel box plot to summarize the values of the different variables by the group. So just like the map, the red color represents the high tobacco retail density group, and blue represents the low. And so you can look at among these two groups where we tend to see higher values and lower values. So starting at the top, white mean household income and Asian is where we see the higher values of these groups within the low tobacco retail density group. And then for the following variables, black unemployment, high score less, tobacco retail density, Latino, and below 200% FPL, we see higher values that are grouped together, which makes up the high tobacco retail density group. Just to kind of confirm what we're seeing from the grouping analysis tool, this is a series of small multiples to show what the variables look like when we look at them individually. The first map shows the output from the grouping analysis, and then the remainder of the maps that use the sequential color scheme are maps of using the quantile classification method to map the different variables. I'm going to point out one particular area, San Mateo County. So this area right here, this eastern part is made up of Redwood City, North Fair Oaks, and East Palo Alto, which are cities that are known to have some of the lowest SES in the county, as well as highest minority populations. And if you compare that area across all the maps, you can see that for the variables that we see a higher tobacco retail density, we also see higher variables or higher percentages of below 200% FPL, Latino, high score less, unemployed, and black. And then for white, median household income, and Asian, these are the variables that we saw were grouped into lower tobacco retail density group. You can see in those areas that we tend to see lighter colors, which means that there are lower percentages or values making up the higher tobacco retail density groups. So with the findings that show that neighborhoods that have a higher percentage of tobacco retail density also has higher percentages of minority populations and lower socioeconomic status, we can use these to inform our activities around the county. So our tobacco control program can use information to develop activities that target minority and low-income groups in the neighborhoods that we identified as having high tobacco retail density. They can also target community-based organizations that serve these populations to increase their capacity to address the retail environment, as well as target contractors that are equity-based to better serve the community. And these can also help inform other programmatic areas related to tobacco retail density, such as the condom retailer environment. And then for future research, we do plan to expand on the analysis. So spatial analysis doesn't actually measure the strength of the relationship between tobacco retail density and these various demographic variables. And so we could run a geographic weighted regression or some type of spatial regression analysis, as well as look at other topics that we see in the retail survey, alcohol, nutrition, condoms. We also plan on looking at a spatial analysis of different marketing methods of tobacco products, looking at the retail environment around schools, as well as the change of retail environment over time with the added survey of 2019. That's my contact information and one of the youth that participated in the survey. Thank you.